Borderline personality is defined by the following: a pattern of unstable relationships, self-image, and emotional expression marked by impulsivity, beginning in early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts, as indicated by five or more of the following. Number one is frantic efforts to avoid real or imagined abandonment. An example of this is the person who may seem to read into things too easily. Things that you say are interpreted to mean that you're done with them or you're abandoning them in some way. Number two, a pattern of unstable and intense interpersonal relationships characterized by alternating between extremes of idealization and devaluation. In this kind of relationship, the person with borderline personality disorder may at one point think that you're the best thing ever and you can do nothing wrong. And then the next moment or the next day, you're the worst thing ever. Number three is an identity disturbance. You have a markedly persistent or unstable self-image or sense of self. This kind of identity disturbance occurs at a deep level, and not to be confused with whether you're not sure if you're meant to be a teacher or an astronaut. This is a confusion about core identity issues like your gender or your sexuality or even your spirituality. Number four is impulsivity in at least two areas that are potentially self-damaging. Some examples of this could be reckless spending or reckless sexuality, drug abuse, or binge eating. Number five would be recurrent suicidal behavior, gestures, or threat, or even self-mutilating behavior. And this would be things like cutting yourself or taking overdoses of pills, even though you don't really want to die. You're just responding to internal distress, and that's why you're doing these things. Number six would be an unstable reactive mood. And this would be things like episodic low mood, irritability, or anxiety that usually lasts a few hours or a few days. Number seven is chronic feelings of emptiness. And this is one of the reasons people with borderline personality disorder cut themselves. It's a coping mechanism to help them feel real. Some people will cut themselves, though, to relieve tension. Number eight is inappropriate intense anger or difficulty controlling anger. And this can look like temper tantrums, constant anger, or physical fights. Number nine and the last one is transient stress-related paranoid ideation or severe dissociative symptoms. Clinicians sometimes call these micropsychotic episodes. They're not full-blown psychosis, but they're close. Well, with borderline personality disorder, dissociation happens a lot in different circumstances.